mysterious forces loose somewhere in outer space.
The mysteries of creation are there.
Up in the sky?
Up in the sky.
The moon and the planets are there. And new hopes for knowledge and peace are there. And therefore, as we set sail, we ask God's blessing on the most hazardous and dangerous and greatest adventure on which man has ever embarked.
Shall bring disaster to evil factors. Demonic chapters shall be captured by kings through the storms of days after. And to the earth from the sun through triple darkness to blast ya with a force that can't be compared to any firepower. For its mind power shared, the brainwave causes vessels to circulate like constellations reflect at night off the lake. Word to the Father and Mother Earth, seeking everlasting life through this hell for what it's worth. Look, listen, and observe, and watch another sea cycle pulling my peeps to the curb. Heed the words, it's like ghetto style proverbs. The righteous pay a sacrifice to get what they deserve. Cannot afford to be confined to a cell. Brainwaves swell, turning a desert to a well. Experience the best teacher. Thoughts will spray like street sweepers. Little daddy street preacher, illustrious feature. Narrator you select, accompanied by deck, plus the DJ you respect. The 7.5 combined over the front line. The 10% is promoting slander in the airtime. Bear in mind, jewels be the tools of the trade. Sharp blades, heavenly praise, and dues are paid. Above the crowds, above the clouds.
Welcome
where the
back.
Sounds are original. Infinite
to left to right, I'm your host, Abdul Shaheed. Today is July 28th, 2018. And thank you for joining me. It's been a while since we've shared the airwaves together. Glad to be back with you this evening. Needless to say, I've had a challenging summer. And as the old saying goes, poop tends to roll downhill. With that said, what do we see rolling downhill politically this summer? Russiagate? Pedogate? Disney Gate? Did any of these gates sound familiar? Because this is what we're going to be talking about for the next, I believe, few months. Not just on my show or anybody else's show, but around the world. However, you might not hear some of the pedo stuff in the news unless you pay close attention to what's going on. I have a question for you. Are you receiving the truth? How would you feel if I told you most of everything you read in the newspapers and magazines or watch on television is nothing but lies and propaganda? Which leads me to my next question. Why is 98.9% of mainstream media news coverage is anti-Trump? Now, some of you guys out there have, you know, different opinions about Trump, speculation about who he is and who controls him and the narrative and who controls the White House, which, you know, I could say myself that I have some sort of, you know, idea, but I really don't know. No one really knows, but that's not the point. Now, I don't care if you support the man or not. That's irrelevant. What matters is what he's doing while he's in office for this nation. Now, some of you think he's a Zionist shill and he's selling out America. There are some like myself who believe he's putting America on a collision course with reality. That our nation is controlled by Satanists and elitist pedophiles. Regardless of our position, the truth will expose the darkness that lurks around our everyday lives. Recent history would tell us that Satanism and those elites that practice Satanism, it's a real thing. Now, they'll claim that they are Christians. They'll claim that they are Jews, quote-unquote Jews. they will claim they're Muslims. I want everyone to understand that the religions of this earth aren't necessarily all evil. For instance, if you look at anything in mainstream media, whether it's Fox News or MSNBC, whatever, they talk a lot about terrorism and terrorism being solely an Islamic thing. Excuse me. That Muslims are out there terrorizing people, killing people, which is true. I think they are. But my question is, are they really Muslim if they're out there doing that? There are some researchers, philosophers saying, yes, of course they are. You know, it's a Satanistic practice, blah, 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 blah. And then I have to go and ask myself, well, what about Christians? What about the Catholics? What about the Jews? Don't those religious sects have extremists in them? Don't they have evil people sitting in high position of authority in those religions? Now, would every supposed Christian or Catholic or Jew or Muslim who, you know, is an average religious believer who don't practice the Satanistic side of the religion, so to speak, wouldn't they view them as, well, that's not part of my religion. I don't believe that part. They have no place in our religion, right? Isn't that the case? But all I ever hear is about, you know, especially in mainstream media, about Iran and how evil they are and, you know, those evil Muslims. Ah, boogeyman. Everybody be scared. When in fact, Iran hasn't attacked another country in how many hundreds of years? When was their last aggression? I don't recall. Somebody should help me out with that. I don't remember. So when I hear that, it doesn't upset me because I understand what's going on. You know, there's a lot of us who go, there's the Jewish people, the Jews, and, you know, the Zionists, they're the ones that are killing people and bombing people and this and that. They're the ones that make the plans, right? My question is, who executes those plans? I mean, if we want to be real, isn't our sons and our daughters, our husbands, our wives that are out there in the military executing these plans? I'm not of a military family. I mean, there are some people in my family that did serve in the military, but not in my immediate family. But they always, when you think of military, you're thinking about an oath, right? What oath do they take? What is the oath? I mean, I could be wrong. Is it not to serve this country, protect this country, and to uphold the laws? Well, that's for, you know, the congressmen and the senators. But what I'm trying to get at is that they have an oath to the Constitution, basically, is what I'm trying to say, right? So when people talk about their oaths to this country and to the Constitution, don't they violate those oaths when they go out in the world and attack people and bomb countries? I think that's a violation of our Constitution. Pretty sure. But I'm no expert. I could be wrong. Maybe our Constitution does say go bomb innocent people, go kill people, but I digress. The underlying theme, the evils of this world, in my opinion, is this love for blood, this thirst for death and destruction that certain elitist people have. The common man or common American, we don't care enough about Iran to go have a nuclear war or go bomb Iran. We don't really, We care about our families, the future of our children. That's what we care about. That's my belief, you know. I don't know anybody that's out here rattling sabers and talking about going to war. Nobody who likes war. I don't like war. Do you like war? I don't. But there's one particular war that is the biggest war that is starting to be exposed by certain individuals in the alternative community. And that war is against our children that's being raised by these Satanists, those who have the thirst for blood and death. In my opinion, that is the only war that is being waged. Now think about that for a moment. We have no future if we don't have children in this world, right? If everybody starts having babies or whatever the case is, there is no more humanity, right? We die off. Like a grape on a vine that's just sitting there. We just die. And I believe in our educational system, this is exactly what they want. They want humanity to die on a vine. At least certain parts of humanity to die on a vine. People who seek the truth, who will not settle for lies and propaganda. Aren't these people being silenced? Now, I'm going to go back to the comment I said, the biggest war is a war on our children. Because it's real. You might not see it in the headlines that you read, those news articles and those magazines. You may not hear it, see it on television, but that's exactly what's going on. And for my right-wing, so-called right-wing conservatives who love Fox News, Fox News as F-A-U-X, Fox News, guess what? They have officially been taken over by none other than the biggest satanic pedophile company on this planet, at least in the United States of America, Disney. Yes, I said it, Disney. You better believe it. Game over. You think you like Tucker Carlson? I like Tucker Carlson. I love his investigative journalism. One of the few on mainstream media that actually talks about certain issues, which he's allowed to talk about. Don't get me wrong. I guarantee you Tucker Carlson is like, look, man, I want to hit this pedophile stuff in the mouth. But guess what? He can. Because if he did, he'd be no longer on the air. Right? I don't mind Sean Hannity so much, but he's so proud of himself and he thinks he's all-knowing and stuff like that. But bless his heart for trying to keep up with exposing certain things within the government and blah, blah, blah. But to me, in my opinion, Tucker Carlson is the only one really doing real work. So, like I said before, 98% of the media coverage is anti-Trump. People hate Trump. There are some people who love Trump. And as I said when I started this program, that it is never about my vote for Trump was never about Trump. It was about us, the American people. What we want to accomplish, what we want to do. And we had to make that decision to go one direction or the other. Because let's face it, we only get two candidates, right? They only allow two candidates in this fold, the space of election, the duality of the parties, the Republican and the Democrat Party, which is really just one party. It just gives you two faces. most of the time we don't know the full background of these people that are presented before us. But like good old lemmings, we just vote for left or right, regardless of their policy, regardless of their personal background, or the news that we hear about these people. If we dissect, if we go back in history in 2016, we dissect the two candidates, to me personally, the option was clear. There was only one option. Maybe not the perfect option, but I guarantee you the other option, Miss Clinton, would have had us in a completely different direction. Right? Woman who called black people super predators. We need to heal, be made to heal. Whose husband created this legislation and put black men in jail for petty crimes. Matter of fact, underneath the jail for petty crimes. So, I digress. The option is clear. Now, let's fast forward to today. To today. What do we see today in the media especially? We see everything anti-Trump. Why is that? In my opinion, I believe it's because they know part of Trump's real agenda. And that agenda is to expose and rid this nation of these pedophile elite rings that have been running our country for years. Now, I hate to say it's a slow process. I wish that he could sign some executive order. I mean, he did it. Matter of fact, sign an executive order back in December, talking about freezing assets and hunting down these pedophiles and stuff like that. He did that, you know. It wasn't talked about a lot, but it's, you know, just like every executive order, and something gets signed, and it barely gets mentioned, blah, 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 you know, right? But I believe this is Trump's true agenda. Because let's face it, he is surrounded by people in Washington that hate his guts and will never support his overall agenda. And so with that said, you have to play ball to a certain extent, right? Look what's in Washington. Bunch of defense contractors, bunch of lobbyists for drugs, right? Pharmaceuticals, the titans of industry, technology, right? Technology, the main players are out on the left coast, right? California. But they lobby hard, right? People in and out of the Defense Department lobbying with foreign countries, so on and so forth, which is another thing. People telling him what he has to do. You need to attack Iran. You need to attack Syria. You need to, you know, John Bolton, which is, I talked about John Bolton a while ago, how I hated that decision that he was in there. But as the old saying goes, keep your enemies close, right? Keep your friends close, your enemies closer, something like that. I think that's his tactic. But I believe in my heart, this is his real agenda. Yes, I have to concede to these war hawks out here, to these rhinos who place certain individuals in within my administration, right? So you got to pay to play, right? When we come back, I'm going to get back into this little pedo discussion I would like to have. Because it's very important. And you'll see when we get back what I have for you. Back in a moment. Long, long year, stole many a man's soul of faith. I was around when Jesus Christ had his moment of doubt and pain. Me damn sure the pilot washed his hands and sealed his face. Pleased to meet
believe any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
That we have left, we want to talk right down to earth in a language that everybody here can easily understand.
The cult of personality. I know your anger. I know your dreams. I've been everything you wanna be. Oh, I'm the cult of personality. Like Mussolini and Kennedy. I'm the cult of personality.
Yes! Cults of Personality. Welcome back to Left and Right. I'm your host, Abdul Shaheed. July 28, 2018. I love my producer for playing that song, because that is exactly what we're seeing, right? Cults of Personality. That's a beautiful song. Real quick, I'm going to read this quick passage from The Governing Crisis by W. Lance Bennett. And this is... He talks about the presidential elections and stuff like that in this chapter, but he talks about what's politically relevant. For instance, war on drugs, war on crime. That has been something that has been at the forefront of every presidential election since probably, I don't know, the first Bush. Because that's the one I remember in my lifetime. We really pushed the war on drugs. But real quick, It has become part of the American way of politics to declare war on national problems. Wars on crime, poverty, and drugs have occurred and reoccurred in the past several decades. Wars make good for symbolic politics, at once turning public concerns about a dreaded problem into support for leaders fighting it, and at the same time reassuring people that something is being done about those problems that arouse their fears to begin with. I mean, that is perfect, right? But here's the thing. Trump has changed that narrative to the right just a little bit. And a little bit is all it takes. Instead of, I mean, don't get me wrong. He's talking about the war on crime, right? He wanted to be the law president, right? Talking about, he didn't really mention the war on drugs so much. But the real war that he is instituting is the war on pedophilia. The war on the satanic elitist. No, it's not talked about. I'm sure if you heard some of the indictments and sealed indictments that they've got thousands of them, right? People getting arrested all the time. But here's the problem. People don't know of people that have been through this, victims of this. They've heard of a couple here and there, but it's not exposed and it's not talked about. So this first clip I have for you is an actual survivor and an actual participant in the satanic ritual abuse problem here in America. And we can cue that clip up. I want to play that first clip for a couple minutes just to, so you can hear and understand her experience and what she knows to be true and the facts that she has. Go ahead with that clip if you have that queued up.
My story is about a Mormon family who were part of the MKUltra program started by Operation Paperclip and masterminded by our original handler, Mr. Greenhog. To us, he was Mr. Greenhog, but there is reasonable evidence to suggest that his real name was Josef Mengele, who always liked to use names with the word green in them. My family were used as entertainers, child pilots in wars, medics, special messengers, high-priced call girls, presidential models, sports figures, and international spies. There were 13 children, and then my mother raised one more. This story is about generational incest, abuse, CIA kiddie porn distribution, and satanic ritual families that have no idea what they are involved in on a conscious level. It's about mind wipes, controlling those that have the most to offer. It's about how the priesthood, sacred societies, Freemasonry, and a satanic pedophilic agenda is widely used to control governments, religions, and local police to do their bidding. The darkness loves to hide behind the light, so it may shock you to hear about a Mormon bishop that tried to rape a friend of mine right after she got married. And this was the same high-up Mormon priesthood leader that later officiated in a satanic ritual where he almost got away with raping, killing, and offering my sisters up to an unknown god in the Salt Lake City Temple. But it's also about the power of love and acceptance and trust. It's about one woman's search for answers and healing and the story of how she found her true love. He's in the audience today, and I want you all to know that I would never have made it to this moment in time without him. Thank you, Dean. Dean's astounding work talks about the language of the body's organs and glands. The colon, for instance, is about eliminating that which no longer nurtures us, which is a function of hatred. If we stay true to our spirit, we figure out how to eliminate what no longer nurtures us, and the hatred goes away. Another organ lesson for me was about the thyroid. The problem with all thyroid issues is when we have the inability to correct personal justice, which creates the emotion of anxiety. Anxiety is just a warning sign telling us that something is not right, so we can correct it. But if you can't or won't do anything about personal injustices. You will take on a drag that causes you to be numb or disconnects you from that warning signal about what doesn't feel right. And that is what Dean and I call the dragon. So where does that leave us today? Today, victims are blamed and perpetrators are let off the hook or ignored. There's a fuzzy line between them. Even children are blamed for being raped in some sicker circles of society. Dean says there is no limit to the perversity of the dragon, and this needs to be corrected. When my father went to prison for his crimes, there was a collective sigh of relief for the thyroids in our family. The perpetrator was finally in a place he could not hurt us or any other children during that time.
Go ahead and pause that clip. So that was just a brief clip, and that was from, I believe, there was a conference. It's called the ITNJ Judicial Commission, which is headed by Robert David Steele, I believe, which is people need to go to them and support them and read up on what they're doing, because that is amazing work they're doing. Now, if you heard her in her introduction, it's so she just listed everything I just mentioned in my opening monologue, right? She mentioned everything. She mentioned the religion, politicians, people covering up, right? Blaming children for their own sexual abuse. I just ran across the article on the Drudge report, and the headline, because she mentions anxiety, right? and how that's being used. But where the headline was, we are seeing an increase in anxiety. This is what these satanic ritual abuse victims, this is what they know about. They know fear. They know anxiety. And these people, they feed off that. Now, some of you, I'm sure, have heard the endochrome drug, right, that these elitists use, you know? And that's what it is. The adrenaline is forced up in people, and it comes out in the young, especially in the young. And these people drink that blood, and they take that special drug that they call it. They use it for their advantage to stay young, to stay smart, whatever the case may be. It's incredible, and this is what is being exposed on a national level, but you won't know about it. I have another clip that I would like to play if I have time in this segment. That it's going to be clip number 3. And this is a report I'm sure nobody's heard of or even noticed. But if you can play the clip 3, it's a news channel that's exposing some of this accidentally because of some of the arrests that happened. And listen to who's being arrested and where they are employed at. Go ahead and play that third clip.
Tonight, more than a dozen men are facing jail time after they are caught during an undercover sex bust wanting to have sex with underage boys and girls who they met on social media sites. Investigators say several of the suspects also work at Disney or Universal. And as Eric Von Inken tells us, one of the men admitted he's had sex with a teenager before.
This is where Alan Treister lives. According to deputies, when he was arrested, he told them his goal had always been to have sex with a 14-year-old boy. Neighbors tell us they'd see him leave here, drive past their houses, wearing his Disney uniform, headed to Animal Kingdom.
We see this person as very dangerous.
Polk County Sheriff says when they took Alan Treister down, he worried them more and more with every confession, that he came to this house hoping to have sex with a 14-year-old boy, that he'd already traveled twice to Georgia to have sex with a 15-year-old boy there, and that he is a concierge at Disney's Animal Kingdom.
Creepy. That is sick.
Stunned next-door neighbors tell us Treister lives here with his parents and keeps to himself. He didn't answer when we knocked, but he is out of jail, I checked, and now on unpaid leave, according to Disney. A spokesperson for Universal Studios tells us this man, Matthew Cody Myers, has been fired from his job there after Polk County detectives arrested him at this decoy house for trying to have sex with a 14-year-old girl. And this is Zachary Spencer, a former ticket supervisor at Magic Kingdom, who thought he was coming here to have sex with a 13-year-old boy, according to detectives. The sheriff says that they have tracked down that 15-year-old boy that Treister told them he had sex with in Georgia. The sheriff says they are now cooperating with Georgia authorities to have Treister face charges there. In Kissimmee, Eric Von Anken, local.
Wow. Now, I don't mean to laugh. I guarantee you that that news organization who did that presentation for us all did not follow up after this bust, right? They didn't go into their investigative journalist pieces about the actual crimes that are going on at Universal and at Disney. I refuse to go back to Disney. I went there in the 80s, early 80s. I refuse to take my child there. Forget about it. You're out of your mind. All the stuff that goes on there. No way. And a quick real-life story. I was just refereeing a basketball game a couple miles from my house. My son came with me. I usually don't take my son with me. He's young. He's sitting on the chair, and I'm watching him. I always got my eyes on him. I'm refereeing, but, you know, boom. I'm always in direct eyesight of my son. I notice quite older, men checking my son out. I'm like, man, what's going on? And it was at halftime, and I'm probably 20 feet from my son, and this older gentleman, he's not standing by him, but I can tell him he's looking at him. And he turns, and he sees me looking at him, looking at my son. And he comes over to me. He's like, oh, that boy has such great posture. I'm thinking, looking at this guy like, posture? Why are you looking at my son's posture? You're 80. Who does that? Then it just, I'm not saying that he's a predator, but that's some of the things we need to look for, right? If you're a parent of young children, that's something you got to look for. Everybody that smiles at your child is not very good, right? There are some evil people out there. So it shocked me. I'm like, man, this is, I got to do a story about this. This is crazy. Because it's everywhere. Your local politicians, your governors, your congressmen, your senators, these people are aware of this problem. Do they take their resources, our tax money, and expose these problems? Do they go after these problems of pedophilia and the satanic ritual abuse that goes on in this country? Absolutely not. Matter of fact, all of them are complicit. Every one of them. I guarantee you. Matter of fact, I guarantee you that a lot of these politicians have had victims come forward and say, hey, look, my priest is abusing me, sexually abusing my child. I need you to do something. Guarantee you. Now, if anybody wants to do a little research and a little history research, I don't want to pick on religion, but I'm going to, in this instance, the Catholic Church. Say what you want about how, you know, there's good Catholics, and of course there is, but there are some very evil ones and very high up in the rankings of that religion. And these priests, these bishops, whatever you want to call them, are abusing our children. They're abusing them in the church, the house of God, as they call it, right? They're abusing them in the school. They're abusing them in after-school programs. There's been a history of it. Matter of fact, I just came across an article on the Drudge Report, and I should pull that up again real quick so I get this headline right. I don't want to get this wrong. So the headline on Drudge reads, here we go. We're talking about a priest. Cardinal steps down amid mushrooming sexual abuse scandal. Vatican's hashtag Me Too nuns denounced their abuse by priests. Now, if people are online and can pick that article up and read that, this isn't anything new. All this gets suppressed, okay? I'm going to read a quick paragraph so people understand. This is from Thomas Reuters Foundation, Reuters. Vatican City, this article is from actually today. Pope Francis on Saturday accepted the resignation of Cardinal Theodore McCarrick, one of the U.S. Catholic Church's most prominent figures, who has been at the center of widening sexual abuse scandal. This man is 88 years old and former Archbishop of Washington, D.C., is the first cardinal in living memory to lose his red hat and title. Other cardinals who have been disciplined in sexual abuse scandals kept their membership at the College of Cardinals and their honorific, Your Eminence. The allegation against McCarrick, which first surfaced publicly last month, came with Francis facing an image crisis on a second front in Chile. People remember that scandal, where a growing abuse scandal has enveloped the church in the Latin American country. And I'll stop there. This has been going on, but I want people to take note of what's happening. They don't face justice. Imagine if you sexually abused a child and had a history of it. Where would you be? You'd be in prison. And what will happen to you in prison once these inmates, murderers, people in prison, know you sexually abuse children? You're not going to live very long. They will murder you in prison for sexually abusing children. But in the Catholic Church, they protect them. This man is 88 years old, former Archbishop of Washington, D.C. How many children do you think he sexually abused in that area? Or known of other priests sexually abusing clergymen, sexually abusing children? Who's went to prison? Prison. He arrested this time.
In heaven with a silver spoon in their mouth and had everything handed to them on a silver platter and never had to work hard for nothing. Then there are some people that was born in the opposite world of those that was born in heaven, which is called hell, and had to work hard for everything they got and never had nothing handed to them and never will. I'm only at the age of 10, and life already seems to me like it's heading for a dead end. Cause my mom would be smoking mad crack, my pops went out for a fast snack, and never brought his ass back. Nobody knows how I feel, it's quite ill, cause I had to steal or fill my stomach with a nice meal.
Okay, can you hear me? Oh my goodness, isn't that crazy? Okay. So, yeah, I saw your message, lost audio. That is the strangest thing in the world. So are we on break now? Okay. No, perfect. That's perfect. Yeah, I didn't realize it until I saw on my screen that it went out. That's interesting. All right. Well, when we get back, we'll get back into it. Okay, so continue. Okay, all right. I apologize there for a moment. My audio had bumped out as soon as I started talking about, obviously, the Catholic Church and the abuse around that. So let me just finish what I was my thoughts on that whole thing is that our laws are not designed per se to indict these individuals who are sexually abusing children. Now, I want people, if you do have a moment, to research Bishop John Ireland of the 1800s, one of the richest bishops in U.S. history, quiet as is kept, dining with the Rockefellers, dining with the Rothschild. That man basically built the Twin Cities. The Catholic Church sits on a hill. I used to work downtown St. Paul. Catholic Church sits on a hill. Everything is John Ireland. John Ireland Boulevard, John Ireland this, well connected with James Hill, an industrialist, a mega rich guy here in Minnesota. And they were buddies. They were socialized together. Now here you got a bishop that's running around with the richest people, industrialists in America, whining and dining. But guess what he was doing? He was providing these satanic elitists with little boys and girls of their choosing from around the world, the exotic ones. Ones from Australia, the children from Ireland, the children from Africa. This man set up schools, boarding schools, and I put that in quotes. You guys can't see my quotes, but I put that in quotes. He set up these boarding schools where he was trafficking children from around the world. And at that time, if people remember about child labor laws, they didn't exist. So you had children in the mines. You had children doing work, shining shoes. You had children working in the whorehouses. Pardon my French. Right? You had children being trafficked across this country. And not for labor. Kidding me? This is for the sexual gratification, for satanic rituals. This is what the children were used for. So much so that they used to move hundreds and thousands of children around the world at any given time for anything. It's not talked about, but if you do a little bit of research about Bishop John Ireland, you'll find it. In fact, I'm going to do a show of nothing about John. I'm going to do it all about John Ireland and the Minnesota, because Minnesota has a history of pedophilia, a history of satanic ritual abuse. Look up Jacob Wetterling case. Jacob's parents. Look who they're connected with. Draw and connect the dots. There's a gentleman here in Minnesota that has done great research. They've been trying to kill that man for a long time just because he exposed what goes on in the Catholic Church here in Minnesota alone. I find it very interesting. As soon as I talked about the Catholic Church, then my audio goes out. That's pretty funny, but serious. So I have my one last clip that I would like to play before we end this program. It is with Robert David Steele and Jim Fetcher's interviewing. It's a short, like a 2.5 minute clip, 3 minute clip. But he talks about what's going on, what we see right now with the Trump administration, and what's going on with this pedophilia and the satanic rituals that's going on, the abuses going on. And he explains it in a short little 2 minute clip. If you got a chance, go ahead and play that second clip for me, please.
Fabulous. You mentioned small children. We have reports of as many as 10,000 unsealed indictments. Is there any prospect that this is actually a part of a real drain of the swamp, that there are actually sweeps taking down pedophile rings across the United States? Is it possible this could be happening and we simply not know it yet?
The short answer is yes. Number one, the president made it clear that he and Jeff Sessions were going after the pedophiles from day one. All indications are that many of these indictments, not all of them, have something to do with the pedophilia that is in every single state. The Franklin scandal in Nebraska is simply one instance of this. The Spotlight movie in Boston of the Catholic Church is another instance. I have said as a commissioner that every single U.S. governor is complicit in covering up not just pedophilia, but the murder and harvesting of blood and body parts and bone marrow from children. Our going in estimate as a commission is that 8 million children a year are being put into the pedophilia satanic blood ritual system, and their average life expectancy is 2 years. So 8 million kids a year are being kidnapped and put into servitude and slavery and torture and murder, and 8 million kids a year, roughly, are being killed, with many of them being incinerated in New Jersey incinerators, where I'm sure Governor Chris Christie really understood what was happening. And Governor Cuomo in New York City. These people are not stupid. They know that Child Protective Services is part of the pedophilia network. It's taking kids away from parents with minor warts and selling them to pedophiles. The reason adoptions are anonymous is to cut the link so that the child can then be abused and murdered, and people lose sight of the fact that this child was taken away from perfectly good parents. So my bottom line, oh, and by the way, Bill Binney and I did a memo to Jeff Sessions on the 26th of May in which we pointed out that NSA was not doing its job in supporting the Department of Justice and the FBI. And we pointed out how you could get into the 99% of the NSA database and pull up every name, every email, every telephone call, every date, every place, every cash amount. I personally believe that President Trump and his special little task force to harvest NSA data has every name of every major American traitor, every major American elite pedophile, and every major American white-collar criminal, including all of the leaders of Goldman Sachs, who have been manipulating interest rates and currency exchange rates in order to steal from the American people. So he's got it all. How he uses it, that's up to him. Oh, and by the way, I think he's told Putin and Xi what he has. And the Saudi Arabian arrests were part of the NSA feed to Saudi Arabia. I anticipate similar feeds to China, Japan, Russia, and other places that are interested in cleaning house.
Robert, I'm astonished by the breadth and depth of your knowledge and intellect. You have a vision that I think every American would like to see become the reality in America.
Yes, Mr. Fetzer, you are correct. I don't care what you think about Trump, people out there. I really don't care. I don't care if you agree with his policies or not. Disagree with them all you want. Be strong with your disagreement. That is fine. But if there's one thing you can support this president on, this is it. Protection of our children. That's it. You don't have to agree with his economic policy. You don't have to agree with his foreign policy. Heck, I don't agree with a lot of his policies. You don't have to agree with his tax policy. But this is something every single American could get on board with. Period. Now, the only problem I see with this exposing this and what's going on is that we need to be prepared for the fight of our lives. We have to be prepared. We have to be prepared for what might come out. We have to be prepared and understand that some of our favorite people in the world are into pedophilia. They're into the satanic ritual abuse of children. They murder children. They harvest. Did you hear that? They harvest baby parts. What do you think Planned Parenthood is doing? That needs to be shut down immediately. How is my tax money going to help Planned Parenthood, who is harvesting baby parts, who have been busted by investigative journalists on record talking about how successful they are at harvesting baby parts? and how lucrative it is. These executives just smiling and laughing about that. Like it's everyday business as usual. Everybody, every American, every person in the world should be disgusted about that. And we're for protecting women's rights. What? Women's right to abort baby. What? Huh? Just think about that. And it, back to the first clip when we played about the lady, she was talking about her experience and whatnot, being a victim and being into those families. This is what they do. They sacrifice children. They drink their blood, people. This isn't fantasy. You think Dracula is a fantasy? Art imitating life, life imitating art. This is real. And what hurts me the most is that people you know, the people you love and respect, will laugh at this as conspiracy. This is not a conspiracy. Matter of fact, this has been going on for thousands of years. It's not talked about, not exposed enough. But with Trump, I hope that we expose this. And I hope people out there, regardless of your political affiliation, will vote for him again if he chooses to run in 2020. And I hope this nation finds other candidates that run for office, high office, that are about this right here, saving our children from sacrifice. I always wondered about that. The when people adopt children, it's anonymous. They can do it anonymously. What? You're giving children away to people anonymously? What? You can't follow up? The CPS snatching children? What? Yes, it happens. There's corruption on every single level. So in closing, what will we do when we find out our favorite actor is a pedophile and practices satanic ritual abuse on children? Are you just going to make that, oh, I'm shocked face and say nothing or do nothing? What happened to the days where we tar and feather people who commit crimes like this as such? Vigilante justice. Now, I'm not saying that by any means people go out and do that. However, let's bring the people to justice. Let's expose the pedophile networks and the satanic ritual abuse that's going on around children around this world. Thank you for listening. This is Left to Right. Have a good evening.
It's bad, you know. She asked me why. I just went on and told her. She asked me why. I just went on and told her. She asked me why. I just went on and told her. She asked me why. I just went on and told her.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth. Truth.